And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Boris the Sprinkler. I want to dance like Professor Plum. You're listening to Raman Mamadli underneath us right now. That's what Azerbaijani guitar and music, Tony. Love it so much. Perfect for weddings. I don't normally go on about the beds that much. I will shut up about this one after a while, but you know what? It's outrageous. That was Boris the Sprinkler and a track called I Want to Dance Like Professor Plum. They are Green Bay punks and have been since 1992, Tony. They've come via Rumbar Records. That's a new track out right now via their website, which is
BorisTheSprinkler.com.
It is BorisTheSprinkler.com. Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. I think we played a Boris track before. We might have another one. You know, it's kind of there's a loose concept for this week's show, Tony.
All right.
But it's very loose.
Right. Okay.
Very loose indeed. So Boris the Sprinkler, Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister of this country, former leader of the Conservative Party. We have an election going on right now. It's as tenuous as that, but it's going to end very shortly because there's something else that I do need to talk about. But not before we've heard from Jeff. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tightly email Comedy Suburbs. It's a joke and poetry corner. If it's a poem, that's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his music. I love that.
It's good.
So proud of it. Jeff says, now, it's like Jeff is becoming more and more self-aware, Tony.
Right.
It was like, well, he does, let's face it, he does the show with us each week now. We've kind of get things from him, don't we? And each week that he does, it seems like he's a little bit more aware. He seems to find it a little bit easy to break the fourth wall, Tony.
Right, okay.
And he says, I didn't realise how tiny my girlfriend was until I took her favourite sweater out of the dryer. Like, I just don't get that.
Well,
is he suggesting the girlfriend was left in the sweater?
I think he's suggesting he shrank it by accident. Because maybe he washed it on the wrong temperature or something and it shrank.
Yeah, right, so he's actually saying, I didn't know she was that small, but I got this thing out and it must be that size. Right, I kind of understand now.
Yeah.
I kind of understand now. That is actually quite a good joke. Oh, shut up. Jeff, P.S. The past, the present and the future walked into a bar. It was tense. And then he puts, these jokes were kind of shit, but I really wanted to hear the theme song. So, if you have a joke or poem that can do better than that, let's face it, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, comedy service, joke and poetry corner. If it's a poem, let's hear Jeff's amazing theme tune again. So proud of that.
It's good.
Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for the KDB Deviators. Remember Deviators own 666, Tony?
Yep.
You do? Brilliant. Right. Fantastic song that we played quite a while ago. When I looked for it online, just to check, just to see whether there was anything going on with the KDB Deviators, I did find that thing, that Deviators own 666, that we played off their first album that came out many, many years ago, has been shortened to Deviators Own 66. Deviators Own 66.
Oh.
Bit weird. But we'll hear more from them shortly. First of all, I want to talk about Davila 666, Tony. Because you know what date it is this week and where are we now? So it's the 4th today. It being Tuesday, which is when the show goes up. Let's call that. It's the 2nd now. It's Sunday. 4th will be Tuesday. So this Thursday is the 6th of June 2024. 6-6, 2 plus 4 equals
6.
6. It's 666, Tony. It's the devil's day. It's come around without us realising. I don't know what's going to happen, right? I've got no idea what is going to happen, but I have been taking steps. Don't worry about it. And one is to play a couple of 666 related numbers, including Davila 666. Who, now what? Oh, I nearly keys and being something else then. They are garage punkers from Puerto Rico, Tony. And I had the good pleasure to see you in 2010 at the mythical and legendary Prickly Peebles Festival in Sardinia. So many amazing bands at that. These ones, I thought, right, let's play something by them. Then I just managed to kind of look around the net and I found something by them. It was something I had no idea they'd done. I did not have them down as a cover version sort of band. Well, they've done one, and we're going to play it. What is Davila's 666's Bandcamp page?
Davila666.bandcamp.com?
It is. Davila 666. That's a numeric 666.bandcamp.com. Tony, 2 Paulie B and Instant Nil, hanging on the telephone. Te estoy llamando, soy un por el celular.
Enseñándome la seta y ahora pide que te ayude con la ley.
Santacist.
You're listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the KDB Deviators track called Buried Alive. I should explain, the KDB Deviators, the reason I put them on this bit for the 666-ness that we got going on, and actually we're playing three tracks in a row, effectively, that has something to do with it. They did have a song called Deviator Zone 66. I'm sure it was called that. Appears to be Deviator Zone 66. That was enough of a reason. There aren't actually that many, other than the obvious Iron Maiden. And I did look for an Iron Maiden cover version of 666 Number of the Beast, right? But it was a straight cover. And they're all 5 or 6 minutes long, because the original was. So I thought, fuck that and fuck Maiden. Yeah, I said it. Hmm. But anyway, the KDB Deviators, I remember Deviator Zone 666, so I'll find one of theirs we haven't played before. We played that one. I've got a feeling we have played it before, but anyway, it's great. And they were a solo project of Cuthta de Vil, front man with Mad Sin, which is why you probably recognise he has a very distinctive voice. Fantastic band. You could check them out via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/deviator666.
facebook.com/KDV Deviators. Probably the Inset 1, Tony 2. Except there hasn't been a lot of activity on there for several years. In fact, since lockdown, really. So I don't know whether they've really done anything again. Or he has been concentrating on Mad Sin quite a lot. If you go to the KDV Deviators page, facebook.com/KDV Deviators, there's just some Mad Sin information right now. So I don't know if there's a lot going on, but they've got at least two albums out. And I've got the first one. Don't think we got the second one, but I got the first one, and it is brilliant. And they're a great live act when they are performing. And that's enough of that. Poorly being Internet 1, Tony 2. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. As we always say, respond to last week's show's post. That's the best way to leave us a comment. Get them in. I thank you very much. Two this week.
Oh, brilliant.
Jen Glenn got in touch.
Hey, hello, Jen Glenn. I saw they'd been a little bit active of late.
So there's Jen Glenn. They're at the Dams, Norwalk, Connecticut.
That's right, yeah. What a fantastic place to be. Anywhere where the Damned are playing is a fantastic place to be.
I see the Glenster was... I'm calling him the Glenster. He's wearing a T-shirt, Punky Radio T-shirt, which is always nice. Thank you very much.
He's just a wonderful man.
There's always an opportunity to spread the word, isn't it?
There always is, yeah. I just hope he doesn't wear it down the polling booth in November.
Yeah. at least he's not wearing a Glenn T-shirt, because that, you know, wearing a T-shirt with your own name on the front.
If it said it's Glenn poor, and the Punky Radio, I would have loved it.
Timo has been in touch.
Hey, hello, Timo.
And he says, what an anxiety-inducing show. Facing the dreaded ring road in a few weeks again.
Oh, wow.
Also, I should consider getting my hearing checked. Could have sworn you were talking about Dairy Punks. Off to watch Clockwork Orange now, I guess.
No, he's a very involved guy.
He really is.
He's a very involved guy. But you're right, they were Dairy Punks, not Dairy Punks.
There you go.
Although, if they were Dairy Punks, you know who would like them?
Who's that?
Seth Catmilker.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I got the dairy reference in there. What would you call cat dairy, cat milk? What would you call it, Tony? Kilk? I don't know.
It's got to be
something better than... I suppose it is just cat milk. You get cat's milk, goat's milk, cow's milk. It's milk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good luck with the ring road, Timo. You know, it's fine. It's fine. You'll be coming from the other way, I should imagine, and that's fine.
Stay in the middle lane.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best thing to do? Stay in the middle lane until you're absolutely sure you need to come off. Otherwise, you just come off it, don't you?
It's difficult. You've got a queue to get on it, and it's a nightmare. If it's busy, you've just got to get in the lane, know where you're going. Preparation. That's what it's all about. Preparation H with the Enter Ring Road. If you're coming from our side, it's a nightmare. But I think coming from Timo's side is not quite as bad. But I guess you have to come back anyway.
I suppose if you're going from Timo's side, you're only really going in one direction, aren't you, towards us?
Yeah.
Whereas if you go in the other way, the whole of Europe opens out to you.
You're always queuing away because there's a little tunnel on the way in. It's three lanes.
Tunnels.
And I swear you've got to join in, you've got to leave it to stay on it. There's a weirdness with the Antwerp Ring Road.
It has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it. But it's either that or by Brussels, and hey.
Fuck that. Give me Antwerp any day of the week.
There you go. But good luck with it, Timo. It's, you know the score. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I nearly said I'll never tire of that. I do normally, don't I?
Yes.
I'll never tire of that. Yes. Frankie Boyle. Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Right, yeah.
Mate, I'm losing it, mate. It's like this entire show needs a complete overhaul.
Yeah, maybe.
Including the hosts. Right, one last attempt at me making this show relevant in some way to the devil, Tony, with 666, although we will be hearing a bit more after this, in fact. So I'd never heard of Jeremy Messersmith. It's a bloody great name. It does sound like the anglicised Messersmith, doesn't it? I wonder whether we should be asking more questions about the family history. He is a Minneapolis-based troubadour, Tony. Has done very, very well in Minnesota, and I think over the wider United States as well. He had never come to my attention before, I have to say this. I simply typed 666 song into Google to see what happens, and found this little beauty. And I thought, we're playing that. Not punk.
No.
But very cool. What is Jeremy Messersmith's website?
JeremyMessersmith.com.
It is JeremyMessersmith. If it had been .de, I'd have been asking questions. Tony 3, Paulie V and Internet 1. Sit back, relax. Why not pour yourself a cool drink and listen to the rather sinister 666?
If there's any tension, let it go. Feel it from your head down to your toes. Say this mantra after me. Six, six, six is the number of the beast.
Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a brilliant job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Jeremy Messersmith and 666, a Minneapolis-based troubadour of the first grade, Tony. I'll tell you what, I do like that song. I was really glad I found it. You know, sometimes you find something and you're really glad you found it. That's how I was with Bobo Bojangles until I discovered it was probably AI.
Mm.
But this time round, I'm pretty sure this guy is real. And that is a great song. Did you do anything last week?
So we did the gig last week, which we spoke about. Had some good feedback from it, people getting in touch, so it's good to see the babies are kind of back again. People remembering us, so that's good. I guess editing a video for it, I filmed it, so I've been messing about with that footage. Main thing I've done this week is trying to get fit, because I was just really struggling these past few weeks. Just after that gig, I was knackered. It's like, it's ridiculous. So I've been out walking. So since Wednesday, I've been walking every day. I'm going to try and every day have an hour walk, because I've just been sat on my fat ass doing not a great deal.
Chair workouts. If you were over 50, you'd be getting ads for them through your social media all the time.
Right.
I just keep getting these things and say, oh, fancy getting rid of the gut, fancy getting in shape, fancy looking brilliant, this is how you'll be in 3 weeks. All you got to do is do some chair workouts. You don't even have to leave your seat, Tony. It's perfect for work anytime. 7 minutes a day. Inside 3 weeks, you're feeling better, you're looking better, and the chicks are digging it.
Oh.
That's what the ads say. I only got one of them, got bored after 3.5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. And I haven't done it since, but then I am kind of resigned to just dying old, fat, bald, toothless and alone, so it doesn't really matter. But you've got someone to impress, I understand. You need to be fit.
I think the gigging thing as well, it's not necessarily I want to be totally whipped, because, you know, it would be also nice to have a nice arse. Other than the saddleback thing I've got now.
But got a nice arse.
Have you? Mine's awful.
Oh, yeah. Marvellous. Oh, yeah. I've got a lovely little bump.
Mine's broken in three places. But it's
the rest of me's fucked. Yeah. I mean, you have. The thing is, you've channeled all of your internal despair into your bum hole.
Yes.
Whereas I've managed to let a lot of things wash over me. which had just left me a mess, but with a pretty good digestive system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's hence I'm walking.
Right.
So I'm walking for the bumhole. So right. Yeah, apart from that, yeah, that's about it really. How was your week?
Some people walk for Ukraine.
Exactly.
Some people walk for motor neurone disease.
Yeah.
Some people walk for all sorts of things, but no. I'm walking for Tony's bumhole. That's another t-shirt we're making. Sponsor this. I hope that t-shirt would be brown.
Of course. Yellow friendship. This. Brown friendship, really.
Yeah, well, like you could wear yellow friendship shorts.
Yeah. Sponsor this on the back.
Brown t-shirt saying sponsor this and yellow friendship shorts. The first man to be arrested mid-marathon simply for what he was wearing. Yeah. Sounds brilliant.
Yep.
Oh, I did fuck all, Tony.
Okay.
I literally did everything you're trying not to. I didn't just watch the telly. I binge-watched 3 seasons of Ashes to Ashes.
All right.
I've never watched it before. I watched Life on Mars and yeah. I quite liked it. But then when Ashes to Ashes happened, I thought, I can't be bothered.
I thought it was good.
So I didn't. So anyway, this week I watched the whole lot. And I quite enjoyed it till the 3rd season.
The end's weird, isn't it?
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, in terms of trying to wrap things up, you can't go through... Well, I will say in their defence, they didn't lost it.
No, they went for it.
It did end.
Yeah.
And whether you've watched it or not, I can tell you that it turns out the 3 seasons that you've watched, the various coppers getting up to no good and being angry with each other and sorting shit out and firing up the quattro and everything else, turns out it was a kind of purgatory for the restless souls of killed coppers.
Hmm.
And
wow. Yeah.
That bloke with the funny face was basically the devil.
Yes.
He was trying to get him to go downstairs. And that's it.
And the
3 seasons
of him,
purgatory.
The scenes with him just cackling at the end, I thought, kind of, this is where I kind of lost it a little bit with that.
He's by a fucking lift that hasn't appeared at all. And he's saying, come on, come down in the lift with me. Woohoo! It's like, look, we haven't got any money for 4 series. We need to tie this up. What are we going to do that will appease the general public? Let's fucking make out the whole thing was a dream, but the dream of a dead person. Great. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Complete waste of my fucking time.
Good series, though.
It was all right. There were bits in it that I really liked. There were some really funny, because I like the funny bits.
Mm.
You know, I always like the funny. I just like the funny bits, Tony. And it did have lots of funny bits. Can't be bothered with plot. No point trying to carry on with the plot, because it's a different thing each week. And again, if they're going to make it purgatory for the rest of the souls of dead coppers, Tony, how come there's only a few of them? Why aren't more of them showing up? And are all the other people incidental to it, are they all restless souls of dead coppers as well, or are they just there?
Yeah, a lot of it didn't fully make sense, and certainly I think it doesn't tie in with the 1st season.
No.
But I did hear they were making another one.
Wow.
With the original guy, whatever his name is.
John Sim?
Yes, yes. That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, I fail to see how they can make another series if they've all gone to hell.
Well, he's dead, isn't he? But yeah, it's all very strange.
Yes. Let down by it. Almost as let down as I am by the UK election campaign so far, but not going to worry about that too much because we've been distracted from the UK election campaign this week by the fact that the next president of the United States is likely to be a convicted felon, which is just hilarious. But anyway, UK subs, Tony.
Mm.
Played them last week, celebrate Charlie Harper's 80th birthday. He's still gigging. He's announced this week he's doing some solo shows as well.
Oh, is he?
Imagine he's got a one-man bandit. You know, he'll probably just have the other. He's an amazing... 80 years old. Amazing. Yeah. I love Charlie Harper. And this is... Last week we played I Live in a Car. You let slip off air that the babies were thinking about covering Warhead.
Mm.
But I thought, let's play this one. It's up-tempo. It's great fun. It's brilliant. It's Charlie Harper all over the place. What is UK Subs website, Tony?
UK Subs. Oh, it's something weird, isn't it? I don't know. UKSubs.com. It's not that. I know, but
UKSubsTimeAndMatter.net. Paulie Beans Net 2, Tony 3, Stranglehold.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
You're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Sub Stranglehold. Happy 80th birthday, Charlie Harper. Will we play one more UK Sub song next week? Will we make it a trilogy? It's too early to tell. It's likely we won't.
Right.
Because I have got something plumbed in for next week. But you never know. I can have my arm twisted quite easily. I'm quite a malleable figure, wouldn't you say? Don't you say I'm a malleable figure? Would you say that I don't really stand on one position for too long? Would you say that I'm a namby-pamby hypocrite?
No, I don't know. I don't know if you're I've never really known you'd be a namby-pamby hypocrite. You know yourself better than I do.
We don't spend a lot of time with each other, do we?
Not really.
We'll be spending a lot less when you're on the steps of Outer Mongolia. That's right. They've got Wi-Fi. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La, 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 la. I don't think I've ever been the same since I came back from El Hierro. I think that island was my own fucking purgatory.
Yeah?
Yeah. Terribly scary. So what you got?
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It's not one of mine this week, and you haven't sent me one either, so I found one. So this is at the New Inn in Gloucester this Saturday, the 8th Ooh. Of June. It's the Not the Vicar's Tea Party 5. This is the New Inn.
Oh, so. Right. I thought they were 1960s beat combo, sorry.
No, this is the, I don't know what it's doing, yeah. So, there are 1, 2, 6 bands on The Length Man, Choked, The Deck Chairs, Ambition Demolition, Foreign Legion, Rage DC and Screaming Dead.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, punk rock and roll, £10 on the door.
No messing about.
So if you are around in the area, do check it out. Doors open at 5:30, first band at 6, nice and early. Mm. There you go, check it out if you can, The New Inn in Gloucester. 6 bands, £10, Not the Vicar's Tea Party 5. There you go.
Are you sure they're not a beat combo?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we played something similar. I remember in the Babies, but it wasn't at this gig. It was in Rotherham, so maybe it's a promoter. I don't know.
Who knows?
It all sounds very familiar.
Perhaps he just moves around.
Who knows, eh? Who'd do that? But yeah, so that's it for gigs this week.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
La, 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 la.
And, I've got news about a gig in the next section. But first, Birdman Cult, Tony. Oh. Neo-pagan post-punk rock out of Bristol. That's what everybody wants.
Mm.
Neo-pagan post-punk, Tony.
Okay.
Brilliant. What is Birdman Cult's Bandcamp page?
Birdmancult.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 2. This is rather good as well. Birdman Cult, highs and lows.
Opportunity came and he went. Lady Luck was playing hard to get out. Sold my dreams just to pay my rent. You can take what little I got left. This may be as good as it gets. Getting stuck in this town like ticks on a hound. Running through mud followed by fake black clouds. Wouldn't just back down, couldn't just cash out. But why try if it's an uphill struggle? I treat each night like the morning isn't coming. I could drown in a puddle, I'm a mess, I'm a buffalo, I'm a man on fire, sweating gasoline, burning tile. Oh, I want it all, I want it all. Take nothing less, need nothing more. I want it all, I want it all. Take nothing less, need nothing more. And all I know stands on shift. And I can't keep a hold. If this is real, I'd rather
fine and knowledge of man's wealth in his words more than the weight of his wallet. Only learned what was right as I was raised by the wrong MTL. I want it all, I want it all. Take nothing less, need nothing more. I want it all, I want it all. Take nothing less, need nothing more. When all I know stands on shifting sands,
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Birdman Cult, Highs and Lows. Find out more at birdmancult.bandcamp.com for all your neo-pagan post-punk rock out in Bristol needs. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going to do that. Two band practices. Got Wednesday alcohol practice. That gig's not far off. Another month, 6th of July. Post-election, we will be celebrating, who knows. And Babies on Saturday. Friday, View the House. It's discussed. This one's in Newark, I believe. Bands, house hunting, and work. What are you up to?
Well, I'm knocking a few more bells out of my garden. I actually did a bit this afternoon. It's looking nearly like somewhere you could sit without feeling endangered,
right,
which is quite nice. Mm. So I'm getting there. I'm also, once again, going to be spending another week trying to find out what the fuck is going on with my children's book, and also when my tours are going to go live, because they are technically live, but not on the one website I need them to be.
Mm.
That's annoying. I've also put down wank, question mark, and I don't know what that's for. It's not, obviously, just a five knuckle shuffle. It's just Shandy. There was a reason to put that. That might have been short for watching the election campaign. But also, this Saturday, the 8th of June, as discussed by you, it is a Saturday in June, a very popular day for gigs. And in Nottingham this Saturday, at Castle Rock Brewery, Seas of Mirth, Tony, are crazy underwater prog funk weirdy beardy lunatics that for some reason have a tug of war halfway through the gig with the audience. Absolutely brilliant. Think it's free entry, not absolutely sure about that. Might be ticketed. They're on with other bands, I think.
That's who you saw at New Year, wasn't it?
It was who I saw at New Year last year, yeah. And who we played on the show a couple of times. Their latest album, they are very much let's just say underwater centric.
Right.
And prog funk. I mean, I am calling it prog funk. They are very talented musicians. They're very catchy. Their audience dance about in a raggle taggle gypsy-o way. Right. And I watch them and I go, I don't really know what I'm seeing here, but I like it.
Hmm.
That's about the size of it. So anyway, should we play two songs in a row? Because I am aware that last week's show did rather drag on.
Okay.
I did talk more bollocks than usual, so I'm trying to make up for it a bit this week. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for a band whose name I do not know how to say. but they are Swedish Norwegian punk rock from Trondheim. I'll have a go at saying their name after we've heard the song, but first, Tony, Cross Dog, bass-driven hardcore punk here from No Goji Wanong. You know where No Goji Wanong, don't you?
No.
You know where that is, don't you? No, no. Goji Wanong, no. Peterborough.
Oh, really?
Peterborough, Ontario. We've been to this. They put it on their website. Peterborough, Ontario is also known as No Goji Wanong. And I did say to you, anytime anyone says to me they are from Peterborough, I'm going to say, ah, No Goji Wanong.
Yeah.
And see how that works out. And you might remember I did say it would be brilliant if the Inuit went to Peterborough, and that would be quite possibly Native American rather than Inuit, I did realise, and just planted a flag in it and claimed it for the Eskies. That's what I'd do.
Makes
sense. Anyway, based in hardcore punk from Nogi Jogi Wanabonga Long, Cross Dog, Peterborough, Ontario. Played them before, love them. What is Cross Dog's website?
Crossdog.ca?
Crossdogisaband.com. Yeah. Point of the Internet 3, Tony 4. Stay tuned for a band whose name I can't really say, but I'll have a go at it in a minute. This is Jane Roe.
Jag tar grej, kanske jag är så jävla trött på att bara ta emot. gift som jag sparat. Det är bara gift och vissa. Jag vill fylla mitt glas med luft och skrika så att jag kan. Jag vill sparka och slå på bönna. Så trött på allt samma. Så trött på allt samma. Så trött på allt samma.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Slitters G. S-L-I-T-A-S-J-E. It could be anything, Tony. It could be Slitage, 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 Slitters G, Solitasage. Could be anything. Solitasage. I genuinely don't know, and I wish I did. All I can tell you is, they are a Swedish stroke Norwegian punk band from Trondheim that is in Norway. You can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page. Well, there's a load of ways to find them, except the only one that we would really consider is their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/slitage.
Yep, well said. facebook.com/slitage. It's facebook.com/slitage if you'd like to find out more about them. That isn't their latest single, it's a track of their new album. I nearly played the latest single, which I did think was very good as well, but I picked this one because I really liked it and then realised they got a new single out as well, which is the one we're not playing. Does that make sense? Just about. So anyway, it means we might play another track by them in a few weeks' time because I can. Have you got a twat? So I was miles away. Do you know why I was miles away then?
Why's that?
Because I couldn't work out why the right hand up and downy scroll bar, as I like to call it, the scroll bar of longitude, Tony.
Right.
Couldn't find it, it'd gone, and now it's back.
Right, okay.
So I'm once again, because I'd had to enlarge the size of the print so I could see Slitass G. Oh, mate. You got a twat?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's do that thing.
Donnies indeed.
Let's hear it then.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or chats with you with thanks every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. Steve's been in touch.
Hank Tolo, Steve, he's back.
Normal services have been seen.
So happy on this, Steve.
Yeah. And he says, Hank Tolo, Tony. Samuel Alito, one of the conservative Supreme Court justices in the United States, has been flying flags at his homes that show support for January the 6th insurrectionists and other groups that believe our 2020 election was fraudulent.
Oh dear.
Whilst justices are supposed to be neutral and above politics, these flags indicate otherwise. Given that there are two cases before the court regarding Donald Trump and the insurrection, there's been some pressure that he recused himself from these cases, but he refuses to do so. In fact, he claims the flags are his wife's and that she is entitled to her free speech. So Samuel Alito, the Supreme Court in Washington, is a twat for taking sides in cases where he's supposed to be impartial and then blaming his wife for flying the flags of the protesters. And that's from Steve.
Not fair enough.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, really.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for Trump in any way at all.
Well, you can't,
but
really.
I don't think they should have had his court case in New York City. I really don't, right? Because even though he's from New York City, most of the people in New York City don't like him. There's only Staten Island that like him. They're the only ones that voted Republican. They're the only ones that voted for him. The rest is a Democrat place. So he wasn't necessarily going to get the fairest of trials. That's what I'm basically saying here. And I don't think he did get the fairest of trials. Because if they find you guilty of 34 charges out of 34, I'm pretty sure there were probably one or two of them that there might have been a bit of a grey area about whether it was or not. The jury was very quick to come to its decision, wasn't it, on 34 charges. And it does feel to me a little bit like there might have been a Democratic weight on that trial, in the same way there's this one Supreme Court judge who is clearly a bell end. So even though I don't necessarily agree with where the trial took place for Donald Trump, I'm very happy to twat this wigged up wanker.
Right. So for taking his sides in cases where he's supposed to be impartial and then blaming his wife, Samuel Ito from the Supreme Court in Washington
is a twat. Blame it on the wife. That's an absolute gout, isn't it?
Of course it is.
It's like, listen, that's what the wife thinks. That's what the wife thinks. Do you want to take her on? Oh, no, mate. Exactly. It's there because the wife says it is. That's the end of it. Perhaps the wife's the twat. I say sexual equality is something that's gone too far. And now the women hold the power, Tony.
Mm.
The women hold the power. And we're all fucked. It will probably lead to a better world. I've said before, haven't you? Have you seen the documentary No Men Allowed?
No.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant, mate. I think it's Canadian. I think it's Canadian. And I have mentioned it before, but I saw it on Netflix, I think. It's about a guy, and basically, thanks to something weird in the water, all the men are dying off. There's only women. The women are only giving birth to women. Men are running out. There's no need for men anymore. And some of them have been put in what they consider to be concentration camps, but are in fact these absolutely brilliant games rooms and multifunctioning fun shacks in the woods where they can just have fun for the rest of their lives because the women know how to look after them and nurture them. But they do still keep on, some of the men, as housekeepers.
Right, nice.
And one is a housekeeper for, and obviously every relationship is lesbian by default because there are no men. But anyway, one of the lesbians, she only fancies a bit of cock, Tony.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But it's really funny. It's really well observed. It's really dry. I kind of didn't realise it was an actual made-up thing for about the first 15 minutes. It was utterly plausible. And it's got one of the most brilliant ends to any show I've ever seen, ever. But anyway, that's enough of that. Let's hear the thing. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
One last track this week, Tony. Muck and the Myers. Absolutely brilliant. Boston. What? 60s beat, garagey. Great fun live. Great act. Easy to dance to. Absolutely brilliant. And every time I meet the lead singer, I say something stupid to him.
Right.
That is Muck and the Myers. And then I end up having to backtrack. And I don't know why it happens. You know, there are certain people in the world that the very appearance of them leads to me saying the wrong thing. He is that guy in Massachusetts. They have been traveling around Europe of late. They did a couple of festivals in Spain, one of which I think was one that I was going to go to, that I went to last year but couldn't go to this year. Anyway, they've been getting about. They got a new single out. And what I like about them is, they do sound very much like a slightly punky version of the 60s Mersey beat combo, for want of a better expression. But they do sing about very modern themes, and this is another example of that. What is Muck and the Myers website?
Muckandthemyers.com.
It is, which makes it Tony completely loads. Poorly be it, and the internet not as many.
Right.
That's cool. What we effectively say. Yeah. You've won, haven't you? You've won by, I think it might be 6-3.
Something,
I think,
like
it
that.
Might be 6-3. Let's just say it's a solid win for you this week, Tony.
Yeah, cool.
Zoom breakup. We'll be right back. That's about the size of it this week. That was Muck and the Myers, their brilliant new single, Zoom Breakup, and Heg Tolo, both to Muck, the rest of the band, but also to Malibu Lou for sending us that through. Maybe you can mention one or two other ways people listen to the show that they haven't done before, Tone.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, all the shows with the archive on there. That's all good. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App, we're in the podcast section. And also Amazon Music. On their podcasts a bit. And talking about bits, if you have yourself an Alexa device, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. Thanks Poco for that. And then yeah, Alexa will do a thing, you'll do your thing, we'll do our thing. It's all a thing.
And I can reveal why I'd put down wank and then question mark earlier on in this show. It's because this evening for dinner, which I had early, just before we made this show, I normally have it afterwards, I had a lamb shank. And what I was going to say, Tony, was, when you said, what have you done this week? I said, and today, I've just had a lamb shank. And then you'd say, oh yeah. And then I was going to say, and then I had dinner. And pretend it was Cockney rhyming slang. Anyway, completely screwed it all, but yum, lamb. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poog.